This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Global migration governance shows critical implementation gaps despite policy progress. Despite significant advances in international migration frameworks, critical gaps persist between policy development and practical implementation, according to the International Organization for Migration's latest governance assessment. The organization's comprehensive review reveals that while global migration governance has evolved substantially since 2018, enforcement mechanisms and local capacity building remain inadequate across multiple regions. 169 countries have adopted national migration policies since the Global Compact for Migration, yet implementation rates vary dramatically by region. Regional migration policy implementation rates. Percentage of countries with functional migration governance frameworks, 2024, Europe 85, Americas 72%, Asia Pacific 58%, Middle East and Africa 34%. Source: International Organization for Migration, 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News Policy Framework Evolution. Since Global Compact, the International Organization for Migration reports that 169 countries have established formal migration policies following the 2018 Global Compact for Safe, Orderly, and Regular Migration. However, the organization's governance indicators show significant disparities in implementation effectiveness across different regions and policy domains. European countries demonstrate the highest implementation rates at 85%, largely attributed to established regional frameworks and institutional capacity. In contrast, African nations face substantial challenges, with only 34% achieving functional governance structures, primarily due to resource constraints and competing development priorities. Health system integration remains underdeveloped. Migration health governance represents one of the most critical gaps identified in the World Health Organization's parallel assessment. Despite recognition of migrants' vulnerability to health risks, fewer than half of countries with migration policies have integrated comprehensive health provisions into their governance frameworks. The assessment reveals particular weaknesses in emergency health response protocols for displaced populations. Migration health research indicates that coordination between migration authorities and health systems remains fragmented in most low- and middle-income countries. Enforcement mechanisms show systematic weaknesses. While policy adoption has accelerated, enforcement capacity lags significantly behind. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees notes that many countries lack dedicated institutional mechanisms to monitor policy implementation or ensure compliance with international standards. Resource allocation presents another major constraint. Countries report an average funding gap of 40% between policy commitments and actual budget allocations for migration governance programs. This shortfall particularly affects border management, refugee integration services, and data collection systems essential for evidence-based policy adjustment. Policy adoption without adequate enforcement mechanisms and resource allocation creates a false sense of progress while leaving migrants vulnerable to exploitation and health risks. International Organization for Migration, Global Migration Governance Review, 2024. Key takeaways: 169 countries have adopted migration policies since 2018. BUT implementation rates range from 34% in Africa to 85% in Europe. Health system integration remains the weakest component of migration governance frameworks globally. Countries face an average 40% funding gap between policy commitments and actual resource allocation. Enforcement mechanisms and monitoring systems require substantial strengthening across all regions. Frequently asked questions: what is migration governance? Migration governance encompasses the laws, policies, institutions, and practices that manage migration flows and protect migrants' rights. It includes border management, integration services, and coordination between different government agencies and international organizations. Why do implementation rates vary so dramatically between regions? Regional disparities reflect differences in institutional capacity, available resources, and existing governance infrastructure. European countries benefit from established regional frameworks and higher economic development, while African nations often face competing development priorities and resource constraints. How does poor migration governance affect public health? Inadequate migration governance creates health risks through limited access to healthcare services, poor living conditions in transit areas, and insufficient disease surveillance systems. This affects both migrant populations and host communities, particularly during health emergencies. The assessment underscores the need for targeted capacity building and increased international cooperation to bridge the implementation gap. As global migration continues to increase, effective governance frameworks will become increasingly critical for protecting both migrant rights and public health security across all regions. Source: Migration Policy and Governance.